The tzaddikim tell us that it's difficult. It's difficult sometimes. It's difficult sometimes when we get together. Time flies. Time moves very fast. Especially in these occasions. I could just talk about myself. And you know, we take pictures. We like to capture the moments. And as the Evan Ezra says, I've shared this a few times, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevakesh the nirduf. That Hashem loves the victim. The pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves his mevakesh. He wants the nirduf. And the Evan Ezra says, what's the nirduf? What is that? What is that referring to? Zakta Evan Ezra, it's referring to the hoive. It's referring to this moment. It's referring to Shal Na'alecha, this week's parsha. Whenever we want to know what to do, as we know, the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin, the Gra, didn't have to use a newspaper. He would open up the Torah. Estakel Baraisu Bari Alma. And to teach us how to live. Torah is Malashon Moreh. Our Rebbe, our Mora, our teacher. Shalom Alecha Me'al Raglecha. This week's parasha. Take off your shoes. Stop. Ki amoko masher ato oimid is admas kodesh. As we sit together with the Rav, with Rabbi Kalish, every moment, I know for myself, Shal Na'alecha Me'al Raglecha Ni Eitzahara. I said maybe that's the Pshat, V'Haser Satan Milfaneinu U'Me'achareinu. Because the Satan is either in our past or he's in our future. But in the Hoive, in this moment, it's so holy, it's so beautiful, it's so special. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevakesh. What does Hashem want? He's Mevakesh the Nirduf, that which is the victim. What is the greatest victim? What is the greatest thing that is persecuted, so to speak, is the moment. The moment that we're here right now. As next we know, we talk about what happened, what was, what's going to be. As I said to someone recently, the Emuna, the Chavetz Chaim says, if you want Emuna, look in your past. How did you get here? You got here. It doesn't make sense how you got here. This yeshiva, anyone who knows, Rabbi Kalish knows, this yeshiva is Emuna. We're sitting here 10 years later when I went for the first time. I remember what the Rav was saying, what Rabbi Kalish was speaking about. Leiv Tahar, Barali Elokim. They were singing that. Leiv Tahar, that's what they were singing. Mamas sitting together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mevakesh the nirduf. He doesn't want us to stop. And the Yetzer Hara doesn't want us to stop and be able to process. Sometimes it's heavy. This is heavy. This is big. I pray, I daven for all of us. We should be zoicha, de zoicha. As I walk in with Rabbi Kalish, as he's walking with me to run to greet him in the parking lot, to come, to walk down the stairs, to sit with a person, have a misavik be'ofer ragleim. Have a misavik, the tzaddikim tell us, have a misavik be'ofer ragleim. The Mishnah says that the tzaddikim, they make us better. They make us realize that we're dirty in a good way. When with Rabbi Kalish, everything's good. I'm good, I feel great, I feel awesome. Have a misavik be'ofer ragleim. Is that it wakes us up. I could say personally, and those who know, Michal Charach, Nachi, I don't know if Nachi's not here now, Michal Charach, David Wright, the Chevro who knows the growth of the yeshiva, and I told this to Rabbi Kalish. the to have a person, I'm just talking personally, to have a person, to have a person who I learn from, who I don't want to say the word copy. I'm not copying. Copy is but to emulate and to learn from. And to learn from. I have so much to say. I have so much to say. My transformation. I'm just telling everyone. I want to say two things, and then we'll do. I'm going to follow Rabbi Kalish because that's what I'm trying to do. And I don't mean that in. I don't mean that in a leaders. Great leaders create leaders. You've heard that from me. Leaders create followers. Great leaders create leaders. Having misavik ba'afar ragleim, when I walked into the Beis Medrash, this entire campus. In Eretz Yisrael, and I'm not saying this mixas shvachay b'funav. I'm not here to learn to sing together, to learn what a Shabbos is together, to fabring together, to do this a leil shishi. In the last few years, Binyamin Brumer, where's Binyamin Brumer? The avoda to say, how can we be machazik? How can we be machazik? How are we zoicha? Rabbi Yitzi Reis. Rabbi Kaf is here. Mamish. Great leaders create leaders. Great leaders create leaders. Ari Garfield. Who could talk about Ari Garfield? I have to share this one thing. I think I might. I don't remember what I said. I remember what I spoke about, but I get the same feeling every time. It is so important. I get this feeling every time Rabbi Kalish is here. Shui Liefer. I get this every time the Rav is here. I want you guys to hear this. Every time Rabbi Kalish is here, you got to hear this. Nachum, you got to hear this. Document this. I have a video for you. You won't believe this story. Bididi have uvda tonight. When Rabbi Kalish came off the plane, Rabbi Kalish was in the airport. This has never happened. This has never happened, at least that I remember. Every time Rabbi Kalish used to come, what would happen? It would rain. And I had a joke. It's not a joke. To every joke, there's a bit of truth. Shefa, rain is shefa. That's what rain is. We don't want it to be beautiful. In America, it's freezing. In Eretz Yisrael, we want it to be raining. Today was a gorgeous shalom, I told you, right? I told Shalom Coco. I told Shalom today, we walked outside, I said, it's like June. It was gorgeous. I said, and I told Rabbi Kalish the same thing. I said, see, Rabbi Kalish is smarter than all of us. Because I always talk about that it's going to rain. So Rabbi Kalish is saying to the Rabbanu Shalom, listen, enough is enough. This is too much already. Wait. This is not even. Just wait till you hear this story. You will not believe, Harav. You will not believe this story. Now he's not going to know what to do. Listen to what happened, Rabbi K. Every time it rains, it's not over yet, by the way. So it might rain, but I don't even need it. Watch what happened. It was gorgeous, right? Last year, the bottle opened up, spritzed all over, more shefa. That's why the bottles are away. So we're trying to, right? He knows. The Rav knows what to do. So he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, this Fisher guy has got to stop with the stupid rain, me in the rain. So he says, I'm going to make sure it don't rain. So you dive in a little bit too hard. So it's gorgeous out. I'm not complaining. I don't like it. These are caravans. Let's not get started with the guys. Don't get started. Meshulam. Where's Meshulam Charab? Yeah. Not that. Ready for this? You guys will not. I'm sorry, I'm standing. Harav, you won't even know. I know what happened. I'm the only one who know what happened. I'm the only one who I'm going to share a secret right now. I said it's not shayach. Ready for this? Ready for this? It was gorgeous the whole day, Nachum. That's why I told you, Nachum, you could share this video. You could share this video. I walked in at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock. Last year, I was a little late. I don't know what happened. Also, Rakesh made it that I was late. I don't know what happened. But this year, I said, I'm coming early. I got to make sure. Kavod HaTorah, Kavod the Tzaddik. I'm here early. I walk in. I promise. I can't believe I'm saying I promise. I promise, right? I've said that. I promise this happened. And I have a video of it. I walk in. I walk in. And I hear, I promise you, I heard raining. I said, get out of here. What is going on? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Watch this. Watch this. He's Rakesh doesn't want to watch this. Because we got him. We got him. The Shefa comes whether he wants it. You know what I said? David, I was thinking about you, David. David, no, I'll tell you why. Wait, I'll tell you. Because I remember, one second. I remember, David, when we spoke about January 1st, a party, guys going to a party, and this is what I said. I said, I don't go to parties. I am the party. The losers. No, I didn't. You remember that? So like this, I said the guys, it's like the chasers. The guy who's looking for the party, no offense, because we've all been there. The guy who's looking for the party doesn't realize that he is. So the tzaddik doesn't bring shefa. Listen up, it's so important. The tzaddik doesn't bring shefa. The Beis HaMikdash doesn't bring shefa. The Rebbe Shalom doesn't bring shefa. He is Shefa. Watch this. Listen. This is crazy. I walked in, and on top of one of the dorms, I walked in, I hear rain and rain and rain. I walk in, you'll see the video. The dud burst, and it was raining right there. I said, Rabbi Kalish, sorry. You are Shefa. You're not bringing Shefa. Yeah! That's all. Thank you. I say publicly, I want to say, Aryeh Weiss, HaTzadik, sponsored. I just want to say, Aryeh Weiss last year was here. I miss you, Aryeh. Aryeh said he's here. He's part of making this happen. Thank you, Rabbi Aryeh. Thank you, everyone. Harav, I have no words. Miksa shvachay b'funav. I have no words. He knows. Everybody knows. Have a misavik ba'afar ragleyem. It's an honor. It's almost hard for me to. I just want to spend time with the Rav just like everybody else does. I love you, Harav. It's amazing to have everybody here. Thank you for listening. And there should be rachamim on the Jewish people. Should continue rachamim like we spoke this morning. We want everyone. Achenu kol beis Yisrael. We want everyone. We need everyone. Not part. Achenu kol beis Yisrael. Thank you.
Thank you. A tremendous thank you to Rabbi Fisher. When I'm near Rabbi Fisher, when I walk in, any time I'm in his presence, the same thing all the guys here feel. The way you feel good because he feels us and lifts us up and sees goodness in us and sees in all of us that he sees be'emes, that we bring shefa, that we are shefa and bring, and he sees that in us all. And that's meraimimus. That's be'emes meraimimus. I had this sugya for some. My Rebbe passed, was nifter this year. I had the sugya with my father, for whatever reason, it wasn't the sugya. With my Rebbe, when I had the basura that he was nifter, I was on the floor, I couldn't move. And hours. And one of the thoughts that came to my mind is now Rebbe knows. That now he knows, and that was, I couldn't move. Now he knows. He knows the things I don't want him to know. He knows. And I couldn't move. And I was on the floor for hours with different thoughts, and this was one of them. And in thinking about that sugya, what gave me chizuk is now he knows. We're all much bigger. We're big neshamas. We touch a little part. We're big people. When Rabbi Fisher's a friend, he's speaking, he's saying, I cause rain, all these things. He says, Stam, it's what? I want to say that what Rabbi Fisher sees in us all, the godless he sees in us all, it's effective. Somebody would say, you see that in everybody, but it's true in everybody. Somebody is an Avraham Avinu and Ayin Tov. So Avraham Avinu saw you and he said to the person, he said, my master, you're big stuff. He said, yeah, but you say that to everybody. But let's say he really sees it in everybody and it's really true in everybody. So then it's powerful because it's true. Ultimately, the cure, Rebbe knows. Rebbe, I'm so excited. Rebbe knows. Yeah, he knows. Now I'm going to work on knowing too. I made a commitment to try to know too. So I wanted to thank Rabbi Fisher for his friendship. My son Maishi was impacted. We're chavrusas. Maishi has changed my life. And Maishi's kesher, Maishi's a Talmud of Rabbi Fisher. What he gets from Rabbi Fisher, the warmth, the understanding, the chizuk, the advice, the encouragement, the recognizing of his greatness, to appreciate, to see, to understand, and to know, it's effective because it's true what Rabbi Fisher is seeing. What he sees in me and what he sees in you is true. And he's seeing it and it's true. Guys line up, so Rabbi Fisher will say a few words about the guy, and the guy sees, but he prays the guy before and the guy after. And you know he's going to, but it's true. A guy once came to yeshiva. A very brilliant guy came to yeshiva. A brilliant, guter mensch came to yeshiva. And he gathered a few chevra, and he said to them, how stupid are you guys? How do you fall for this? So you've been in four yeshivas, he said to the guys. So the fifth one says, somebody talks nice here and you fall for it. He's so warm, so this, you fall for things. So he has a different way. I don't like the word give warmth. There's no warmth. Anybody who's giving warmth, run away from, far away from it. Run fast. So the guy said, what, you fall for it? I think it was Mo Muller who said, I'm paraphrasing, but he said to the guy, you don't understand. He said, we don't fall for him, we fall for ourselves. So I don't care what he says, I discover me, I don't fall for him. There's no him here, I discover me. And I saw my son Maish in meeting his Rebbe, meeting Rabbi Fisher. There's a place for you. You discover you because he sees and is margish. So I wanted to thank Rabbi Fisher for the friendship that I'm zoicha to, like the seeing, the appreciating that's mechazik, that gives us a space to takabias. That I've gotten, that my children have gotten, that we all get. I appreciate it. I wanted to ask. Last year when we came, Avi Friedler played a song I listened to dozens of times. Right? I've not been listening to music this year, but he has to play it for the Chevra. He has to play. I came to a place here that's Makir Neshamas. That's not meant for a certain guy. If a guy's in Koilo 60 years in BMG, if he's in Bnei Brak and Ponovich, a person has to be makir. He's a neshama, a big neshama that he touches, that he feels something, a little bit of it that he gets in touch with. And he played a song that I have listened to dozens and dozens of times. I've listened to this song alive. He describes, I found my neshamas. Sometimes we want to deny it. We want to like, but I can't. I can't. There's a place in me that wants to live, that wants to do, that wants to, that just wants Hashem, wants big stuff. And he played this song last year. I think it was the first time I heard it when we came here. And I've listened dozens of times. I'm going to ask Avi before. I'd like to share Divrei Torah. It would be a schus. But first, let's hear that we have a neshama. Let's, in the place that understands when neshama is the neshama. I'm going to ask Avi. He has that song. He said he has a new song for the chevra. So I asked the chevra should hear this song alive. And then you'll do your new song. And then maybe we'll share Divrei Torah. Thank you.
I think there's an ocean behind my eyes. All these emotions I can't deny, and I can try to hold it in, but I'm getting. When I cry, I feel something I can't deny. Somehow inside, something alive waiting for me to live. And I can't describe the feeling of hope that never dies. I felt you next to me. Don't need to know where. like it froze a long time ago. Don't let me go. Just hold me close when I don't feel close. When I don't feel close. When I don't feel close. When I don't feel. do this on my own. Heart, it needs a soul, but I lost mine so long ago. Now I am alone, and I can't do this on my own. Oh, when my heart stopped beating, oh, when my lungs stopped breathing. I'll be when I share. try to silence the voices. And I wonder now who I'll be when I shed it. I wonder now who I'll be when I shed it. Oh, the thought is in the past, but it keeps on coming back and getting sick of it. Oh, I gotta deal with it again because your problems don't just end and now I'm learning it. The thought is in the past, but it keeps on coming back and getting sick of it. Problems don't just end and I wonder who I'll be when I shed it. And I wonder now who I'll be when I shed it. And I wonder now who I'll be when I shed it.